USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says Hong Kong is in a very tough situation.
I'm sure it'll work out. I hope it works out for everybody, including China.
Chatting with reporters in New Jersey on Tuesday, the president also calls the situation very tricky. The president was asked about the ongoing protests at the Hong Kong International Airport.
The Hong Kong thing is
The protests started in June over a bill on extradition where people charged with crimes in Hong Kong could be transferred to mainland China for trial. Now, the bill was suspended, but apparently that hasn't satisfied the protesters. Democrats are pushing the Senate to pass the bill expanding gun background checks.
How many Americans will lose their lives to rampant gun violence before the United States Senate takes action?
That's House Majority Leader Democrat Steny Hoyer of Maryland. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey guys, your prostate should be the last thing on your mind. But the fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart, visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillows, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
Rising tensions over trade have dimmed Americans' opinions of China. Here's more from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
A new Pew Research Center poll finding that 60% of Americans surveyed say they have an unfavorable view of China overall. That 60% is up from 47% last year and to the highest proportion since Pew started asking the question in its surveys 14 years ago. This survey finds 24% of Americans regard China as America's top threat for the future. That's the same percentage that said that of Russia. North Korea, the only other country to draw double-digit concern, at 12%. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Heat alerts have been issued for at least 15 states and stretch from California to Kentucky. Temperatures in Phoenix could reach 116. Dallas could see 109. The heat is expected to last through Friday. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Reports out of the White House say President Trump is considering an executive order that would task the federal government with overseeing social media platforms' handling of online political speech. This after many conservatives feel there is a bias against them on social media platforms such as Twitter and Facebook. Harmeet Dillon is a former vice chairwoman of the California Republican Party. She's also an attorney in Silicon Valley, and she believes something does need to be done to rein in some of the social media platforms and their perceived bias against conservatives.
Technology has evolved so fast that we're no longer in the era where people are going to be seeing these ads so much on broadcast television. Now a significant portion of that campaign messaging and spending happens on social media platforms. And what we have seen, I have personally seen anecdotally here in California, is that right before an election, on the Republican side, somebody trying to run an ad as a competitor or even for re-election, they'll have their ads frozen or they can't buy the ad, they get an error message, but that doesn't happen to their Democratic opponent. So one side is selectively silenced opposed to the other. And its selective bias is actually, it's obviously awful as a baseline, but when it comes to election and campaign speech, these big companies, two or three companies, could affect the outcomes of close elections, and that's not acceptable in America.
Dillon was speaking there on Fox News. Take us with you wherever you go by downloading the iHeartRadio app and searching for USA Radio News. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.